The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Rabbi Avigdor Miller was once approached by an individual, and the person tells him that he was just diagnosed with Yanamachla, and he doesn't know what to do. He needs a skula, he needs something that's going to be merapeh him. Please give me an etzah. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller told him, tell me something. You daven in shul? He says, yes. He says, do you talk during davening or during Kriya Satira? He says, no. Rabbi, I'm quiet. I never ever talk during davening or during Kriya Satira. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller told him, tell me, maybe in your shul, around you where you sit, people talk during davening, during Kriya Satira? So the Yid said, yeah, sure. They all talk. They think there's nothing wrong. As much as I tell them it's a joke, they're talking. So, what should I do? How am I supposed to do? So, Rabbi Avigdor Miller told him that the Abderov writes, and rather it's brought down in the Zohar, that any shul that has talking in the shul during davening or during laning, the malachim come and seal the door of the pipe that comes up from the Beis Medrash, and none of the tefillos enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechitza. So he told this guy, you have two choices. Either you get the people around you to stop talking during davening and during Kriya Satira, or you change shuls. And he told them, the reason why I'm telling you this is because old age is called Seva. Seva. Ben Seva's in the 80s. He says, Seva is the nutrikin of Shtika Yofa Bekriyas Hatayra or Shtika Yofa Beshas Hatfila. You want to get to Seva? You have to be quiet during davening and during Kriyas Hatayra. You want to live? You can't be in a shul where your tefillos are not going up. You got to change the matzav in the shul, or you got to change the matzav where you daven. The man listened to Rabbi Avigdor Miller, and he changed shuls because he knew that in his shul it's not going to happen. And the doctors didn't understand. The next time he came in for tests, everything was clear. His tefillah went up to Shemayim, and it was accepted. But while he was in the shul, nothing was going on.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org